the Valley, written by Di Morrissey and read by Kate Hood. Lara supposed Danny's return to the country town where their family roots were had triggered her fond memories of another era, of time spent with her grandparents in the 50s, when Australia was enjoying security in a post-war boom, a time when she felt loved and protected. Lara's life with her mother, Elizabeth, was blighted by the shadow of tragedy, the fear of what could happen to change your life in a day, and the weighty knowledge that life was a struggle for her mother, not just financially and emotionally. The bitter set to Elizabeth's mouth and the sad, often distrusting look in her eyes made Lara realise her mother was different, not like her friends' mothers. By contrast, at home at Cricklewood, her relaxed grandparents happily indulged her and taught her to believe that beyond the confines of their small country town and over the horizon, a huge world awaited, a world where anything was possible. Lara wondered how Danny felt about her childhood. She'd had only a brief time in the security of a complete family unit. Danny's relationship with her father was distant, emotionally as well as geographically, and his family was scattered around the USA. Lara hadn't ever talked in depth with Danny about growing up in a different country, or about Lara's divorce from Danny's father, Joe, or about Lara's failed second marriage to Gordon. Yet Danny seemed well adjusted, even after her own divorce. Lara knew she and Danny were very close. Her grandson was happy. And so Lara never dwelt on past unhappiness, if she could help it. But she couldn't dispel the feeling that the ground was trembling beneath her firmly planted feet. There was a shadow of unfinished business in Lara's life, and she realised it had all begun at Cricklewood, her grandparents' house. She looked at the dining room table covered in documents, letters and photographs from the long-neglected family archives retrieved from the old house when her grandfather died. They now absorbed most of her spare time and were casting a web around her of memories, nostalgia and questions she should have asked long ago. Lara took a deep breath. For an instant, she wondered how Danny really felt about being near her great-grandparents' home. But quickly, she realised her daughter had no memories of Cricklewood. Lara had brought Danny home on her first visit back from America when she was 8 months old. Lara took her baby home to Cricklewood to meet her grandfather. Emily had died a year before, and it was a welcome diversion for Harold, who was lonely, sharing Cricklewood and its memories with his little dog, Rover. Her mother, Elizabeth, had been very emotional and excited at seeing her first grandchild. But she was working and unable to go with Lara and the baby to Cedartown. Lara was secretly glad. She wanted Poppy all to herself. When she got back to her mother in Sydney, there was a lot of tension between them that was difficult to cope with, impossible to understand. Her mother refused to talk about whatever was making her so standoffish after such a warm welcome a fortnight earlier. So Lara told Joe that she was coming back to America earlier than intended. Life around Elizabeth was always drama-filled, recalled Lara, as she walked into the kitchen and switched off the murmuring radio. Thoughts of her mother and grandparents swirled in her head. Places, incidents, people, feelings, confusing images of her childhood years.